More than 3,800 people in Pennsylvania have died of COVID-19. One of them was Teruyuki Okazaki. Okazaki was an influential figure in the martial arts world based in Philadelphia.
He taught at the Philadelphia Shotokan Karate Club and was a 10th degree black belt. In 1961, he moved to America from Japan. His teacher sent him as sort of a karate ambassador, someone to help popularize the martial art in the U.S. It was meant to be a short-term assignment.
I think I remember he told me it was about like 6 months or so.
But he ended up staying a lot longer, says his nephew, Hiroyoshi Okazaki. He remained in the U.S. for more than 50 years.
In the early days, Okazaki's training regimen wasn't quite action-packed enough for Philly residents.
For example, you know, learning like straight punch, you know, you're going to train that for a few months. So it's kind of very, you need a lot of patience.
So he only had a few students at first, but he switched up his teaching style, made it a little more accessible, and at the same time, the United States experienced a wave of interest in all kinds of martial arts.
Asian martial arts became very popular after that Bruce Lee came out, I think.
This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. Black Belt Hall of Fame, undisputed martial arts champion, and international film star Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee did not practice karate, but nonetheless, the popularity of martial arts in the U.S. exploded.
But Okazaki's success lasted decades after that. Hiroyoshi says that's because his uncle understood that karate was about more than just fighting.
It's almost like a church, in a way. People come in and train and learn how to, not only how to defend themselves, but develop confidence and learn to respect yourself and respect others.
That's why for many, Okazaki's dojo was such an important presence in West Philadelphia.
He could have moved to anywhere to teach karate, right? But I think he stayed because the community need a place like a dojo.
Teruyuki Okazaki. He was 88 years old.